Just be more aware of who is around you, because your ambitious and fit friends are literally right next to you and you don't even know it yet. Hello, hello, gorgeous friend. Welcome back to the Ambitious and Fit podcast. I hope you've had an incredible week so far. I am so excited because on this podcast, you know me as my podcast bestie, or if you're new here, we love to talk all things fitness, nutrition, mindset, and of course, female empowerment, because as ambitious women, we are literally going to be taking over the world. We're going to live until we're 120, literally chomping at the bit until the day that we die. Like, it's going to be so, so good. I'm really excited for us to be talking about 8 ways to make more ambitious and fit friends today. And I think it's simply because I've been talking with a lot of my clients and, you know, we've been having a shout out to one of my specific clients, Miss Christine, love you girl. And literally we were just talking and she said, you know, I have always thought about the things that you said about, you know, how we are who we surround ourselves with. And I continue to find myself in this place where I am now this elevated version of myself. I am now this person that has had a beautiful transformation. I want to keep going in the right direction, but you know, I'm realizing that some of my friends and the people I hang out with most don't want that for their lives, or they're not in the same place that I am. And so we were just talking a bit more about how she could make more ambitious and fit friends, both in person, virtually, all of the above. And I remember having this conversation a lot with some of my other clients too, and even just some gal pals of mine that I have. And, you know, it's been really impactful. It made me truly reflect on what are the ways that I made more ambitious and fit friends whenever I first was starting my journey. It really forced me to reflect and really focus on, okay, thinking of the top 5 people I hang out with, how did I get to hang out with them? What actually made that happen, right? And so I'm really excited for you and I to be talking about that today, because I think that all of us could have more ambitious and fit friends that help elevate us, help push us, challenge us in new ways. It's just going to be truly incredible. So I'm so thrilled for us to be talking about this today. I am even more excited to announce that we are officially opening up the scholarships for the Ambitious and Fit one-on-one VIP coaching program, and it is freaking unreal. There's already 3 gals who have signed up, which is freaking amazing. So we only have 5 spots left for scholarships for the Ambitious and Fit gal community, all of the above. And what's amazing is that these women truly are go-getters. They're the ones that are like, I'm done being at, you know, the same place that I am right now. I don't want the same life that I have now a year from now. I want to look and feel so good in my skin. I don't want to hide in pictures anymore. I don't want to, you know, pick myself apart. I know that like there's this beautiful, ambitious and fit version of me that I haven't tapped into yet. And I want to transform my life and my lifestyle to be her, to embody that real person that I am truly meant to be. And I'm so excited for those gals because truly like they are going to lose the 10, the 15, the 20 pounds of fat. They are going to build that beautiful lean muscle tone and they are going to feel unreal in their skin over the next 6 months. And girls, you already know who you are. And even my ambitious and fit gals right now, or even my alumni, like shout out to you, homie. I love you. It's been a minute, but it's one of those things where like truly like this is a life-changing program that, I mean, I can even tell you that going through my own program and working with previous coaches and all the things, I've been able to maintain my transformation for over a decade now. And like, I can't even tell you how incredible that feels and how I'm not even done yet. I'm going to keep going. And so are all of my beautiful clients. So girl, if you are wanting one of those 5 scholarships and you're like, please pick me. I want to feel absolutely unreal in my skin. I want to elevate my life to a whole new place. I want to know what's possible, what my body can do, and take things to a new level, then please, please make sure that you apply 100% before Tuesday, April 30th. That's the last day we'll take any applications. It is first come, first serve, and I have some calls this week, but I'm being very selective on who I'm giving these scholarships to, and that's simply because the woman who's ready to take ownership, who's ready to go all in for herself and actually make the change, Oof. Oof. We're going to accomplish amazing things together. So if that sounds like you, girl, or if you even have questions, go ahead and DM me the word ambitious. I am happy to answer any questions you have. I did have a recent Instagram branding update. We've already started the branding process. Run, don't walk, type of deal. And so my Instagram, it shifted from Michelle_Stallings_Fit. We are now Michelle E. Stallings. And that's for a lot of the speaking engagements I have going on, the brand refresh. Like, she's a completely new page, new gal pal. So please go ahead and pop over, DM me the word ambitious. If you have questions or you are wanting to learn more about the scholarships, I am happy to answer any questions that you have there. But again, five ladies, this is not going to come back around. Let me be very clear. Another scholarship opportunity where there's a massive discount off of the program, it's not going to come back around for another 6 months. I only do this twice a year. So if you are on the edge and you're like, I really, truly want this for myself, please, please, please go ahead, send through your application and that's a link in the show notes, or send me the word ambitious and I'm happy to get you all of the info. And if anything, we'll just have a great coffee chat and we'll be able to talk about some strategies towards your goal or if it would be a good fit. So anyways, though, I'm really excited for us to really dive into 8 ways for you to make more ambitious and fit friends. Let's go ahead and dive on in, girly. So I think as ambitious women, I think it's very clear that when you have a group of like-minded friends or a community of women, that can feel so motivating, so fun. It literally just keeps things engaging. And if you're not enjoying, I think that there's something that we really truly need to discuss right now. If you're not enjoying the things that you're doing, you're not going to stick with it. So there's so many times when gals are like, oh, I don't like running. And then they don't run. And then they're, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where, you know, or they, they don't like a Pilates class. That's okay. They don't do Pilates. So they're not working out. They have to, it's like, they feel like they should be doing things when really, like, you don't need to do anything. There's no shoulds about it, right? We have to figure out, as we are going through our own wellness journey, our own fitness, nutrition, and mindset journey, elevating and evolving to becoming the best version of ourselves, we have to find a way to enjoy the process along the way. Yes, sir, it's going to be hard work. Yes, it's going to take commitment. Yes, it's going to take consistency. But if you have a group of like-minded friends that you can have a lot of fun while doing, you're in the trenches together, you guys are doing it together, or you're evolving to new heights, like, that is the most incredible feeling in the world. Think of some of the work friends that you have where you both are on a journey of getting promoted or growing in your careers. Maybe you have business owner friends. Maybe you're in a mastermind. Maybe you're just in a membership group, anything like that. And you're just like, or even just your circle of friends that you have right now. Think of those women that you love to hang out with. Focus on how you feel with them. You feel motivated. You feel ignited. You feel like you just had the best day and the best conversations ever just because you surrounded yourself by them. Like, that's the type of thing that you should be feeling even with your ambitious and fit friends too, right? So we're going to talk about 8 ways to help make more ambitious and fit friends, again, both in person and virtual. So we're going to be hitting on both. But before I hit on that, I really want to hit on where I really found my own best friends and where I even met my own husband, who is a key person in my life, right? So just a little bit of backstory. I would say a lot of you know my journey, but essentially, you know, I had first started working out back in the middle of college. I would say it was before my senior year. I had come and done an internship in Dallas and I was working for this home builder, and I started going back to the Lifetime Fitness that I grew up in, in my hometown while I was staying with my parents and doing this internship. And whenever I was there, all of a sudden I saw these two women and they looked amazing. Like, we're talking lean, fit, toned, gorgeous. And I was like, holy shit, they're beautiful. Like, I want to work out like them. So I actually noticed one of the trainers that had done one of my like initial training sessions. He was friends with them. So I asked him, I was like, Trevor, like, tell me who are these women? Like, what do they do? I can see that you're friends with them. And fun fact, he ended up marrying one of them, which is pretty dang cool. But he said, oh, they're doing a fitness competition. I was like, what the heck is a fitness competition? I knew nothing about that world. old. And so he was giving me some details, and he introduced me to these women. And one of the gals, her name was Lauren, and I absolutely loved her. She was so wonderful. I ended up rooming with her after I moved back to Dallas for corporate for a little bit too. But it was one of those things where I was like, hey, like, do you mind if I train with you guys? I would love to train like you, but like not actually do a competition. She was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, it'd be so fun. Here, these are the days we come. These are the things that we do, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I did that for a summer, and then I got addicted. So I went back to college and I started working out substantially. It was amazing being around those two women, because I was like, wow, like that was so empowering to work out with them, to be pushed by them, to feel stronger. So then finally I went back to college, and that was the time where I, you know, worked out too heavily. I didn't know anything about nutrition. I lost a ton of weight, but then I actually damaged my metabolism and my hormones because I was eating too little and working out too much. So that's the power of definitely working with somebody, or, you know, hearing from an expert, or at least doing some research on your own on how to do these things. Afterwards, I had then come back to Dallas. I came back to start my corporate job, and that's where I had really saddenly, I had lost a family member. That was very important to me. I went to a deep depression, and then I didn't work out. I was working 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in a corporate job. I was driving to and from my parents' house for, you know, 6 months. So I never worked out. I had no work-life balance. I ate out all the time. So that's where I gained my 25 pounds. And it was really difficult, just in general. I was thankfully very surrounded by very driven, ambitious people at my corporate job, which I was very thankful for. But there, I lost the fit perspective of those ambitious and fit friends. And honestly, like I put myself in my life at that time, I didn't have a lot of time. And I know I always talk about how making time is really important. I just wasn't in the right headspace at that time. So everybody goes through seasons, but I literally was in the car at 6:30 a.m. And then I would, you know, I'd be commuting back an hour and a half. So I wouldn't be home until like 7:30, almost 8. And I lived with my parents before my roommate came and joined me. So it was one of those things where once I had moved to Dallas, being closer to my work, I was only 5 minutes from there. I had now these extra 3 hours in a day because I didn't have to commute anymore. I realized I, you know, was trying to figure out, how could I meet more ambitious and fit friends? How could I also just start my own transformation and get back into that place? I was constantly surrounded by the most fun, driven people at my company, but they were motivated by happy hours. They were motivated by, oh my gosh, we have adult money and now we can go out to eat and now we can go out late at night and do all these things. And I was like, this is not for me. Like, I love you all. I love you very much, but like, we're not aligned. And like, I need to take advantage of my own health. Like, I felt awful in my own skin. I was picking myself apart every day, and it was terrible. And I cried at my own birthday at Cheesecake Factory. Like, it was one of those things where like my sweet best friend who just had a baby. Yes, Elise just had her baby. He's perfect. She literally had to like meet me and be like, hey, like, it's okay. Like, just let's focus on you. Like, things like that. Right. We all have that beautiful friend. Okay. And so I realized that no one else around me, outside of maybe one or two of my friends, wanted to get fit. They were not in the same headspace as I was. And I had to take matters into my own hands. So I went back to the place that truly made me feel amazing and feel like I was in control of my own transformation. And that was Lifetime Fitness. But I went to the one in Dallas. Yes, the one that Mark Cuban works out at, just to be clear. And I, all of a sudden, like, I started like trying to consistently go at least 3 times a week just to ease my way back into conditioning my body in a new way. Eventually I went 4 times a week and then just kind of landed there for a little bit. But I didn't know anybody at the gym. I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally don't know anybody, you know, all those things. Well, what's funny is I actually was then surrounded by, at Lifetime, you had to pay a little bit more for a membership. So it was like over $100 per month just for this gym membership. And that seems like a lot to other people, but if you're going consistently, at least, you know, more than 3 times a week, if not 4+ times a week, like that's something that you should invest in, right? You're investing in an environment and things like that, right? But to each their own. Well, I realized that I was surrounded by these ambitious and fit people. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool. Like this is pretty great. I'm not feeling comfortable in my skin quite yet, but like, I'm like an introverted extrovert. I can be an extrovert a lot of the times. I love people. I love connection. I am obsessed with people in general. Like I love having a great time, but I don't get my energy from people. I get my energy from myself. And so what that means is, as an introverted extrovert, which you guys are probably that way too, I get energy by having my alone time and recharging my battery and then being able to drain it with other people, right? Or essentially, you know, run it, right? Well, one of the things that I did was I was starting to look around the gym and I saw this really beautiful blonde gal and she was lifting heavy weights. And I was like, okay, she is a straight up badass. Love it. Like she's kind of like, you know, she's kind of like me, but like I can tell she's around my age. But she just like, I thought that she was so cool because she was one of the only girls in the weight room. All the other girls were just on the cardio machines. And I was like, okay, A, she's gorgeous. B, I love her outfits. And C, like, she is actually lifting weights and I love that for her. And so while we were in the locker room, all of a sudden I saw her and we were wearing the exact same shoes. Like I had the black version of the shoes and she had the white version of the shoes. And I was like, oh my gosh, hey, look, we have the same shoes. I was like, I like your shoes. She was like, oh, so cool. And what's funny is that like she hadn't really known anybody at the gym either. She had just maybe joined maybe 6 months to a year prior, but she just got in and got out. She was kind of a little more of an introvert, but we instantly, because we bonded over shoes, literally we became friends. And it turns out she was actually one of my best friends for the longest time. And it was just so wonderful. Like I love her to this day. She's off being a amazing mom, a wonderful wife. And like, she's also just like taking down the tech world. Like she is truly a very ambitious woman. And so I had met my first, you know, friend at the gym and her boyfriend was really great too. So I felt like I had like a good little start to a community there. So then ironically, 6 months after her and I became good friends, that's whenever I had met my husband, Tony, at the same gym. And it's so cool because then all of a sudden, you know, down the road, obviously you may already know how I met my husband. It was not glamorous. Like I looked like shit and like the conversations were terrible. And it was just one of those things where like you can literally meet anybody anywhere. We ended up living at the same apartment complex and the rest is history. We've been together for almost 9 years. What? Wild. But I had met my husband. We also had then, therefore, met another couple who introduced us to our best friends, Warren and Trisha, who live 3 minutes down the road from us. So it's like, it's one of those things where when you put yourself in that environment and you even put yourself out there a little bit or you bond with somebody, it regardless if it is a funny, terrible, sarcastic, happy, like anything, by putting yourself in those environments, that's a really great example of how you can meet ambitious and fit friends and surround yourself with like-minded people, have that be super motivating, have that be super fun, and then being able to meet more folks like them as well and just grow in your networking and your relationships and your friendships. I had also met my best friend, Rachel, which you guys, of course, definitely know. She is my business coach and also, well, my best friend first and my business coach second. And we're even going to be doing some amazing things coming up here in the next couple of years, which we've already planned out. Together in business. And I'm so, so excited about that. But how I met Rachel was I met her at this random boot camp, this female boot camp. I literally to this day remember she wore this white shirt with these pink leggings with her hair down with glasses on. I'm just one of those people that like I have photographic memory for some things, but like not for all things. But I had met this girl. I went to this, you know, workshop. She was talking about nutrition stuff. And I was like, you and I are officially friends. And I literally collected her as one of my friends. And to this day, we still have this conversation about how I literally collected her. And now we are literally inseparable. We have so much fun together. But again, I met my ambitious and fit best friends and my own husband by immersing myself in different environments and looking for those and finding opportunities. So That all to say that I had met my husband, my best friends, and then I even met some clients. I even met just some people in the industry who got me on, you know, different speaking engagements and who also just helped me elevate my whole life in general through some of those things. So I'm excited for us to talk about ways that you can also make more ambitious and fit friends. So I would say, kind of digging more into the deets and the juice here, I would say number one is, you know, I would say similar to what I did for my, you know, beautiful first friend at the gym. I mean, like, compliment somebody at the gym who's working hard on their goals. If you notice that someone is, you know, really like they're in the middle of their transformation, or they're starting their transformation, or even like they look incredible, like you're like a simple like, hey girl, like your transformation is gorgeous, or hey, you are crushing it, or you are nailing it. Like, even just a simple compliment for somebody at the gym, or even about their clothes, or even about, you know, just any type of like connection of like, you know, hey girl, I love your pants. Where did you get them? Like, I even met a girl like that the other day, right? So a simple like, hey, you're crushing it, or complimenting somebody in general who's working hard on their goals, or you can tell that they've been put in the effort, you know, that can spark a new friendship. That's the most crazy thing in the world. That's how we as women love to connect in general. If you meet somebody at a party and you truly love the dress that they're wearing, say something. Like, that will make someone's day. If you think their hair is gorgeous, like, say something. That is exactly how you even make more ambitious and fit friends. It's truly incredible. I have a good friend. Her name is Amber Lee. Amber Lee Lago. If you haven't heard of her, she's freaking awesome. She was on Ed My Let's podcast. She is the leader of the Unstoppable Mastermind. She is a truly great friend that I met through Rachel. And how we had connected was her coming up to me and saying, you have the triceps of a god. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. Thank you. And like, and she's truly a great human being. But that's another ambitious and fit friend that I got, right? So maybe that's a way that you do it. Or maybe it's taking group fitness classes at your gym. So maybe it's like, there's something that's so amazing about, you know, when you're taking a class, even if it's like a candle making class or a pottery class, like just like a random side note, like I took a, we did a candle making thing the other day, and I literally got to know the girl next to me because her and I were terrible at it. It was so funny. But now her and I follow each other on Instagram and like have pictures with each other. And like, that's a random way that you meet somebody, right? So same thing for group classes. Like, there's something about being in a spin class, a yoga, a kickboxing, you know, any, a HIIT class or anything like that. When you're alongside somebody and just like sweating with potential new friends that are working just as hard as you, but also they're like, this sucks, or oh, hell yeah, we're doing it. Like, there is a bonding moment happening there. So take group fitness classes, something of that nature. Or even one of my clients. So, you know, number three is, you know, one of my clients had actually joined a running club and she wanted to become a runner. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to join a running club. And like, she even met one of her, like, she literally met her boyfriend. And like, it's so cute because like, she was like, I wasn't even looking for him and he was just there. Right. So like a running club or a boutique gym. So, or even if you wanted to be like involved with sports, like I know pickleball is all the rage right now. So maybe it's one of those things where maybe you love playing pickleball. And so now you and your husband or partner or your best friend or your roommate, all of a sudden you're playing pickleball. You find another couple or another group of friends who play too. Now you have an additional group of friends that are ambitious and fit friends that you can actually like train with each other or play with each other, right? So there's something about that. It's literally about that connection just with those like-minded type of people. The friends that you have right now, I want you to reflect on, how did you meet them and how did you fall in love with that friendship? How did you secure that? And just do that with ambitious and fit friends too, right? And number four, I would say, is checking out healthy cafes or juice bars or even the grocery stores, right? Like, literally, if you walk into Let's say like an original chop shop. We have that out here in Dallas. Like if I was to walk in and see this super fit gal, or even like, a semi fit gal, like somebody that clearly cares about, you know, their health, you know, if I saw her drinking this like straw, like this like beautiful pink smoothie, I'd be like, hey girl, like, do you mind if I ask you, what did you get? She's like, oh, I got the strawberry banana smoothie with this shot in it. I was like, oh, okay, is it good? Like, well, like having that conversation, right? Like, again, it's those little comments, it's those little bonding moments. And if you strike up a great conversation, wonderful. Like, that's just another person. Same thing with the people behind the bars, behind the coffee bar, behind the health cafe bar, behind the juice bar, or at the grocery store. You know, sometimes, like, if you become a frequent flyer there and you go there often, like, they're also a great individual to swap nutrition tips with, or be able to say, you know, build relationships with. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Yep, the usual. Like, that's how you get more ambitious and fit friends too. I would say number five is attending those local fitness events, expos, or boot camps, because it's really cool because then you get inspired by going to those local, you know, fitness events. So maybe it's like a public yoga session, or we have a few of those in the Dallas area. I mean, like, there's probably some in way better areas that have more nature, right? So like Colorado, Washington, Michigan, freaking, you know, the East Coast, or even California on the beach. Like, you know, go to local fitness events or like little expos, get inspired by other athletes or experts, you know, and just like take note of the other women that are there, and like just simply put your mat next to theirs and just like strike up a conversation if it allows, right? Or if a girl is like, woo, I am exhausted, be like, girl, me too. And just like having that insert, right? What I will tell you is how I surrounded myself with even more ambitious and fit friends is I joined a mastermind, and I'm even also going to a conference, you know, here in the next few months. Like I'm going to this beautiful, ambitious women, event in Scottsdale in August. And I'm so, so excited about that. Right. And I know that there's going to be some incredible fit friends. Rachel and I are both going together. We're going to be traveling and making a girls trip out of it. And it's cool. Cause then when you have another friend, they have friends too. Right. And like, it just becomes this web of amazing, ambitious, and fit friends. So attending local fitness events, expos, just like how I had met Rachel, or, you know, I even had met a couple of my good friends, through some of the supplement companies that I had worked with too. Right. So going to those events is great. Even local 5Ks, maybe even doing it for a cause. So, we have, SPCA here in Texas. I think SPCA may be across the nation, but I don't know for sure. You know, they have Strut Your Mutt, like that they're fit people that care about wellness with animals, like fur babies. Like, you can then meet people however you want to, right? I would say number six is, you know, for the friends that you have right now, and maybe like they're just trying to get in their own, you know, fitness journey or their wellness journey, maybe go ahead and invite them to join you for some active adventures together, right? So maybe it's like you guys go on, maybe it could be as little as going, you know, hiking or doing a class together, or, you know, maybe doing any type of, you know, strength training together. Maybe she's your partner because she wants to learn from you, right? So like, that's a really great way that I had bonded with one of Tony's best friends, his wife. She was like, hey, like, I don't really know what I'm doing here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, do you just want to go with me to the gym and we could just work out together? And she's like, I would love that. Like, she was the introduction as an ambitious and fit friend. And we were good friends, right? Same thing with, I had another friend. We went to a self-defense class together. Oh my God. It was so great. Like, her and I both felt like badasses afterwards, number one. But number two, like, it literally strengthened our relationship. And now she's more of an ambitious and fit friend. And I didn't even like look at her like that before. So like, there's so many ways that can happen, right? I would say, you know, joining a fitness, like from a virtual perspective, joining a Facebook group or any type of apps that are out there. I know that Buff Bunny, her name is Heidi Sommers Guzman now because she just got married. But she has like the Grounds app, for example, or there's, you know, Alive, I think by Whitney Simmons. There's a lot of different apps that are out there. There's, you know, another gal named Olivia Ostrom who has Lift with Live, I think is what it is. But there are so many different apps out there. I would say a lot of Facebook groups. There's so many active Facebook groups of fitness driven, great human beings. I actually had joined the Boss Babe community. So if you ever listen to Natalie Ellis and the Boss Babe community, I actually recently joined their community just as an additional mastermind for me to be in and just membership and group to immerse myself with more ambitious and fit friends. So, you know, I would say like connect with those people. You're instantly going to be bonding over shared interests in general. So really just like find that flow, right? I think all to say going into number eight, whenever I was talking with my client earlier today, it was just one of those things where Tony Robbins, if you guys are familiar with Tony Robbins, he's like one of the number one motivational speakers in the world. And he continues to talk about what you focus on grows. And what that means is you have to open up your awareness to look for the thing that you want. Right? So let's say that you are really wanting a good example for me. I want a G-Wagon. I want a G63 Mercedes G-Wagon. I am so obsessed. It's literally on 18 of my vision boards. Tony is like, don't worry, we'll get you one. Like, it's going to be coming. And I'm like, I know. And I'm so excited about it. And, you know, even Rachel has one and we helped her get that, right? So it was like so freaking cool. And I was like, G-Wagon dream. And of course, Tony's a car guy. So like, you can't just get the basic G-Wagon. You have to go for like the elevated version because Tony wants to use it for performance and I don't. Anyways, that's just something that's on my radar, which I'm really excited about. But now what's interesting is that when you want something bad enough, you notice them everywhere. So now everywhere I go, I see so many G-Wagons now, like on the highways, in the parking lots, in the gym parking lot, you know, I see them everywhere. And it's because what I pay attention to grows, right? So now I'm seeing them everywhere. Same thing happens if I was to tell you, hey, how many, go ahead, like go drive today and go see how many red cars you see. Your awareness all of a sudden grasps like, oh my gosh, I saw, you know, 12 red cars today. But if I was to ask you, well, how many green cars did you see? You'd be like, oh, I don't know. I wasn't looking for that. Exactly. Literally. Exactly. So the thing that I want to highlight is if you want more ambitious and fit friends, the concept is still the same. Number eight is be more aware of those ambitious and fit friends that are already around you. And you don't even know it because you haven't been looking this whole time. So, you know, for example, I was talking with my client and she is the team mom of a lot of her, you know, kids, volleyball, basketball, like all the things, right? She's like a super mom. I also have other clients who are dance moms and, you know, all these, it's just so freaking cool. But the thing is, you know, at your kids' soccer games or at your kids' dance recitals, you are naturally going, if you want more ambitious and fit friends, you're naturally going to be increasing your sensors or your little like insect feelers, the little antennas. And when you see a beautiful woman who is literally, you know, just a beautiful inside and out gal who's sitting next to you, who's, you know, clearly like she clearly lifts, or maybe you hear another gal talk about how, you know, she's really prioritizing her, you know, health and wellness right now. And like, you could tell her conversation is different, but you also can tell like she cares about her career. She cares about being the best mom. She cares about being the best wife. Like, that's your girl. Go talk to her, or like find a way to compliment her, or to, you know, find a way to connect, because that ambitious and fit woman is literally right next to you. And you guys have to be there anyways, right? Because you have to be there for the whole game or the whole recital or the whole competition. You might as well make a friend out of it, right? And find a connecting point. Somebody that understands and can relate with you. You know, be aware of those who are at the grocery store, right? So like, you know, if you happen to see another gal. Another really good one to connect with is, you know, at your friends' parties. So I went to a fantastic candles and hibachi party yesterday for my wonderful friend Keegan. And what was so cool is that even I met some new Ambitious and Fit friends last night. And it's simply because these gals, like maybe, you know, they're a part of, you know, the community where they love to, like, I think they're called like the... I don't know. It's like a mom group, but it's fun because they're hilarious and they all care about their fitness or their wellness in some way. And they're also very driven. They do very well for themselves. And so I was able to actually make those connections last night. We started following each other. We've already messaged and sent those pictures. And, you know, it's just so freaking fun. And if you're at your friend's party, you already know that they're at least a decent human being. If they're at your friend's party, you're friends with that person. And if they're friends with that person, they might be a great human. So you might as well connect. Right? So just be aware of what's around you because, I mean, literally, you notice what to actually look for and pay attention to. Okay? So all to say, I'll just recap, the 8 ways to make more ambitious and fit friends is, number one, find a connection or compliment somebody at the gym who's working hard on their goals or their outfit or what have you. Just compliment somebody. Make their day, right? Even if it doesn't turn into anything, like make somebody else smile, right? 2, take, you know, group fitness classes or, you know, something like that at your gym or all those things. 3, like join a running club or a boutique gym, or even like join any type of like engage in some sort of sport where there is automatically people doing that and working just as hard as you are there, right? I would say 4, check out any healthy cafes, juice bars, grocery stores, all of the above. That way you can, you know, have like-minded people who love nutrition. I would say 5 is attend local fitness events or expos or, you know, boot camps, things like that. 6 is invite your current friends that you have that have shown an interest in their wellness and invite them for active adventures. Like even going for a coffee walk is an active adventure. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is, right? Join Facebook groups or apps or, and then for 7. And then 8 is the most important one I want you to focus on is just be more aware of who is around you because your ambitious and fit friends are literally right next to you and you don't even know it yet. So there's that as well. I would even tell you that I love it because for my women in the Ambitious and Fit gal group, like we have, so my VIP one-on-one coaching, I have my one-on-one coaching calls every other week. And then on the opposite weeks, we have our Ambitious and Fit group call. And it's amazing because all of the Ambitious and Fit women in the program, they get the opportunity to hop on and to actually collaborate with each other. And now they're all friends with one another. We have gals in Canada, in Mexico, in Hawaii, all over the US. We have freaking gals in, you know, Mexico. And, you know, we're having some gals that are going to be joining from Europe as well, which is just unreal, right? And so they then also have a group chat where all of us are in there together in the Ambitious and Fit app, everyone together, easily access for recipes, for chug dates, for like, here's a question that I have that maybe everybody else has, like, hey, Michelle, can you answer this for me? Or, hey, what does everybody else think about this? Or, hey, here's my win of the week. And so it's amazing because, I mean, virtually speaking, like, my gals get automatic ambitious and fit friends just because they are simply a part of a program that's helping them get the most beautiful inner and outer transformation and creating a lifestyle that they're obsessed with. So regardless, I just want you to know that making more ambitious and fit friends, it's not as hard as you think it might be. So open up, enhance your circle, focus on the things that are around you because truly, when you are surrounded by those like-minded women and they share your drive and your healthy mindset and you lift each other up, like you will literally elevate as a human being substantially over the next 6 months to a year. Just watch how it happens. That's exactly how it happened for me. Because remember, I met my 2 best friends and I met my husband at the freaking gym. So I love you times a million, girly. Again, if you are interested in one of those 5 remaining scholarship spots that are literally first come, first serve, please make sure you send through your application. That is the link in the show notes or DM me the word ambitious. And I'm happy to be able to answer any questions that you have via Instagram at Michelle E. Stallings. All right, girly, I will catch you in the next episode. See you later.
I got the body I never thought I could have with Ambitious and Fit. I came to Michelle about 7 months ago with the goal of competing in my first ever pageant, and I was going to do whatever it took to get my body stage ready. I was expecting to have to follow some super tight restrictions, this and that, but I was so in awe with this program when I learned there's a healthier way to do it. Michelle is so thoughtful in crafting a plan that's catered to your body and your fitness goals, and I still got to eat the foods and drink the champagne I love while doing it. I will never forget one of my calls with Michelle where I was feeling so discouraged about my progress and didn't think I could go compete at all. She said, "Hold on, I'm going to send you your week one photo to today's photo." I started bawling literally in the middle of the grocery store when I saw how sculpted, toned, and healthy I looked. I almost didn't believe the photo I took that day was my body. Michelle is there every step of the way of your ambitious and fit journey, and she really gives you all the tools to live the healthy lifestyle while still enjoying your life. The best decision I ever made was saying yes to Ambitious and Fit.